This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We've featured a number of interviews over the years on Lake Effect about the researchers and institutions working on the issues of concussions in sports. They're issues that have come to the fore with high-profile injuries at the professional and near-professional collegiate levels, but they're also prevalent in everything from youth sports to recreational leagues. But what is less well known is how Milwaukee came to play such a pivotal role in concussion research and what sort of coordination exists between the medical and athletic communities here. They're part of the story reporter Rich Revito covers in an in-depth feature in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Revito tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke why this city is in the position it is.
Because research has been going on here for a very long period of time, kind of undercover and without much fanfare. But Dr. Michael McCray at the Medical College of Wisconsin has been doing this for 20 years. And as he told me in the interview, that he used to be the most boring man at cocktail parties. No one wanted to talk to him when they found out what he was doing. And that has completely changed now because of the focus on concussions in sports and the long-term and short-term impacts this has.
You also talked to a doctor named Kevin Walter, who has been doing a lot of this work for a long time as well. And all of a sudden, the work of both of these doctors has become perhaps much more urgent.
Absolutely. Dr. Walter, he had a great story to relay. He was doing his residency at the University of Akron and was on the sidelines of a football game there, saw a player stagger to the sidelines with an obvious head injury. And back in those days, it was just a couple minutes of rest. If the guy could count to three and jog up and down the sidelines, they threw him back in the game. And Walter had told me that there was no way in hell that this was the right thing to do, to put this kid who had just suffered a brain injury back on the field in that short period of time. So he started an adolescent concussion program, concussion clinic at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin here in Milwaukee.
Is it an obvious point to make that a lot of the urgency surrounding this work today comes as a result of some very high-profile injuries and some very high-profile lawsuits?
Absolutely. A lot of this has gotten attention because of what's been going on in the NFL. Dozens and dozens and dozens of players suing the NFL, claiming that they have had brain injuries that have affected them later in life. You've got some very high-profile cases like Junior Seau and Dave Duerson who have committed suicide. They've studied their brains and found out that they had chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is CTE, brain damage, basically, from their years in the NFL. You've got the NCAA dealing with this now. You've got the NHL dealing with this now. There's a lot of attention on concussions right now.
And also a lot of money. There's a fairly substantial pool of money, some of it coming from the NFL, in fact, that's going into work that's being done not just at hospitals, but at GE Healthcare?
Correct. GE and the NFL awarded first phase of a $20 million, what they're calling the Head Health Challenge. Some of that money actually went to the Medical College of Wisconsin for studies there, but GE is also looking at ways to take their imaging technology and make that better or gear it more toward a diagnosis of concussion.
So there is some coordination of all the work that's being done. I mean, another good reason why this is taking place in Milwaukee, there are researchers and there are also companies that are all doing this work here.
Absolutely. GE has a large facility in Waukesha County where they work on imaging technology there, and part of this work is being done in Waukesha County.
Now, obviously, Kevin Walter is comfortable talking about this, and so is Michael McCray, but what's seems significant in this article that you've reported is, you know, for all the discussion of this issue at levels like Division I college football and the NFL and the NHL and other professional sports, the people who seem most willing to talk about it are the people who are at somewhat lower levels, whether it's the high school level or, say, Division III college sports.
Yeah, absolutely correct. There was a major situation involving the Green Bay Packers in January in a playoff game when David Bakhtiari, an offensive lineman for the Packers, suffered a concussion. He broke protocol and went back into the game, kind of shoved aside the team trainers and went back in he lasted just one more play. The Packers weren't willing to talk about this with me. They wouldn't make Bakhtiari available for an interview. But I did find over the course of several months some of these athletes at lower division colleges that were willing to talk to me about this. A young woman that plays soccer at Wisconsin Lutheran College, Tori Albrecht, had a really interesting story to tell, and she was very forthcoming with the details of it over the course of a couple of conversations. But she was playing in a game against St. Norbert College last year when a ball was kicked into her face from point-blank range. She tried to stay in the game, came off, gave me like kind of the whole rundown of what happened to her the rest of that day, the rest of that night. She got very ill, couldn't go to class, couldn't focus on anything. And it's kind of the changing pace or face of what's going on with concussions now. There's much more caution, especially at these lower division schools. It's not a play at all cost mentality anymore. They allowed her to miss. She was excused from classes. And then just a few weeks after the first concussion, she was going up for a header when her legs got clipped and she fell to the turf and the back of her head absorbed most of the impact there, and she ended up with a second concussion. Nonetheless, she's back on the field this fall again, saying that she's got a hard head and she thinks she'll be all right. But I found her story was highly intriguing, but I talked to a football player at Wisconsin Lutheran, a lacrosse player at Carthage College, and a rugby player at Divine Savior Holy Angels High School, all who have suffered concussions. So this is far more than just a football thing.
Do these players, as you've spoken to them, do they seem concerned about the lingering effects of these, or do they feel like medically they've been handled pretty well?
I think for the most part they feel that medically they've been handled well, a part of that whole change and the caution that goes on here. The young woman from Divine Savior told me that she was very cognizant of what was going on in the NFL, and she said that she believes that if coaches knew 20, 30 years ago what they know now, that they would have not allowed these players to go back onto the field until they were fully healed. And McCray and Walter, through their research, tells me that if you take care of it and you sit out a week or so and let the brain actually heal, that the concussion, you know, you're not really at risk for long-term damage if it's treated appropriately.
The issue is the multiple concussions happening before the other concussions have healed.
Absolutely. That's where the major problems come in, and that's what you're seeing with these NFL players that were knocked out cold and 5-10 minutes later they're back in the game again. You see it with Jim McMahon and Brett Favre now complaining that they have memory loss. McMahon says he can't drive his car without first programming in where he's going into his
GPS.
GPS, yes, thank you.
Speaking of memory problems.
Yes, exactly. But there's some real sad stories out there about this.
Well, and I gather the doctors like Kevin Walter and Michael McCray are trying to both take things seriously, but also ease the fears of people who, say, parents who might be afraid to let their child play soccer or volleyball or football after they've sustained an injury.
Correct. Dr. Walter was telling me a few years back he had to use reverse tactics and almost scare parents into believing that there was something wrong with their children, that these concussions could have long-term health effects, and he had to use some scare tactics to get them to take it seriously. Now he said kind of the pendulum has swung the other way, where the parents are worried that because their son or daughters have suffered a concussion that they're going to end up like Dave Duerson or Junior Seau and have the long-term damage from the head injury.
You've been working on the story for quite some time, actually. What were the key challenges in bringing all these people together?
It's a very touchy and sensitive issue. And talking about being injured, athletes, you know, they want to be on the field. They want to play. And that's, you know, when I was talking to Tori Albrecht, she didn't want to come out of games. She wanted to go back in. She knew she was hurt. But you've got these issues where the coaches now have to be more cognizant of what's going on, and they have to be very careful about how they handle this. I talked to one assistant football coach who told me that if there's any evidence of a concussion, he just moves right on to the next player. He is not sending somebody back into the game, especially at these lower division schools. These kids aren't going on to professional careers in athletics. So he said that you're putting their future at risk if you're shoving them back out on the field before they're ready to play.
Now, there are laws in place in the state of Wisconsin that also govern concussions, right?
That's correct. And I think that's an example of how serious this has become. In 2012, with the backing of a large coalition that included Children's Hospital, the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics, the NFL, and the Packers, Wisconsin enacted legislation dedicated to the safety of youth in contact sports. It's parents and the athletes have to go through this kind of indoctrination session on how to realize that you have a concussion, what the symptoms are and all of that.
Right. There's a form you actually have to fill out and sign.
They have to fill out a form and sign that before they can even take the field. And it also governs the return after a concussion as well. So there's formal safety measures in place now, too.
And at the same time, doctors like Dr. McCray are actually using athletes in Wisconsin to test ways of diagnosing and potentially preventing concussions from happening.
Correct. They've even gone as far as to put sensors into football helmets that can judge the severity of the collisions that these football players are involved in. And he's using that data to further his research.
Rich Rivita, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
Rich Rivita is a contributing writer at Milwaukee Magazine. His feature on concussion research in Milwaukee is in the October issue. He spoke with Mitch Tyke. Coming up next, actor John McGiven returns to the stage in a brand new production of Sheer Madness. We'll talk with him and the show's co-creator, Bruce Jordan, when Lake Effect returns right after this.